Country, Willie 94.1, 107.9. And guess what time of day it is?
Is a Michael.
You ready to go? The one, the only.
This is Uncle Floyd. Here with bells on this Friday.
I know, you came in ringing the bell down the hallway and everything.
I like this little bell. I got that bell, and I got that bell.
You are full of bells today.
Oh, I love them. This is Uncle Floyd running a little late, but right on time.
As
I have it in living color. I got my words backwards, but that's all right.
That's okay. Long as you're here, that's all that matters, right?
Oh, I tell you what, it's nasty out today.
I know. I'm ready for the rain to stop.
Raining cats and dogs.
I know. Did you step in another poodle?
I stepped in another poodle.
Oh,
how are you, Gracie?
Pretty good. Thinking about buying a boat. Now, somebody said earlier, I believe it was Eric, he called in and he said something that...
Buying a boat.
We should go in together and buy a boat. And I said, well, that would kind of work out. Could it be kind of like Gilligan and Skipper?
Oh, I love that. What's that name of that show?
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, yeah. I thought it was Giggling. Giggling's Island.
Gilligan.
Because you giggle when you watch it.
That's true, on that three-hour tour.
Oh, I love a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
Now, did you like Marianne or Ginger the best?
Ginger, no question at all. Oh, nope. I tell you what, she was pretty.
All right,
that's
Uncle
all I'll
Floyd.
Say about that.
Well, what's on your mind today besides Ginger?
Well, I was going to ask you, how you doing, Gracie?
Doing all right. Glad it's Friday.
It is Friday. TGIF. Thank God I'm friendly. Friendly Floyd.
Indeed.
I just want to come up and say hi to everybody. Been dodging raindrops all day long, I tell you what. It's nasty outside on a Friday. I heard you say something earlier about McDonald's.
Yes.
I want to ask you about that.
Okay. Now, remember yesterday we were kind of talking...
You're worried about kids getting fat or something.
Yeah. Well, kind of, sort of. Remember yesterday I said something there? I saw that they were changing the Happy Meals. They're taking the cheeseburgers off of the menu.
For the kids?
Yeah.
Now, not off the menu.
Not off the menu.
I will throw a shine.
Yeah, I was going to say, Uncle Floyd, watch it. They're taking the cheeseburgers off of the kids' menu.
Okay.
And that's just for nutritional reasons is what they say. And then they're also going to a smaller portion of fries and cutting the amount of sugar in chocolate milk.
What about a smaller portion of the money?
It'd probably be about the same.
Yes. Well, you know, they're going to cause a kid riot. What they're going to do.
I believe it.
Do you like McDonald's?
I do. I like McDonald's.
I do. You know what I like the most about McDonald's?
What?
Is they always offer you fries.
True.
With whatever you order. You order a water. You want fries with that?
Yeah.
One day I ordered fries and they said, you want fries with that? I said, I do.
Give
me two of them.
Oh, I know. I love fries. That's one of my weaknesses is fries.
I like it. Well, I don't know. Do you think it's a good thing? They're cutting back on all them calories and stuff?
Well, I don't think...
For the kids?
I mean, a kid's going to still eat.
They just pull them off the parents' plate.
Yeah. Basically, and then...
Then they get in trouble for stealing.
I think just let kids be kids, and if they want to eat a cheeseburger, they'll eat a cheeseburger.
But you know, too much of anything's bad for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if they just eat them all the time, that's bad.
Yeah, but...
Every now and then, it'd be all right,
wouldn't
it?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I ain't a doctor or nothing. I don't have the patience. But, you know, that's just the way I see it.
You heard it here. Keep the cheeseburgers in the kids' meal. Right?
I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. That's what it is. Just don't bother mine.
There you go. Just don't take away your cheeseburgers and you're all right.
And my suppers.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
those suppers. Those straws. People call them straws. I call them suppers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go to Fleeland this weekend.
Oh, I know. Your big Fleeland weekend's
up
here.
Oh, it's here. I can't wait. I get down in early and I leave late.
Anything you're looking for this week specifically?
Not really. I just like to look around.
Well, make sure you have one of those.
That food section, you know.
Yeah, one of those breakfast sandwiches. Mm.
Sit in there and drink coffee. Watch Fannie Mae walk in circles.
There you go.
I guess I better go and get back. The creek is rising.
No, I know. It's bad out there.
It is. Can I come back tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Saturday.
Okay, I mean Monday.
Yeah, because you're going to be at Fleeland tomorrow.
I'm going to be at Fleeland. Well, it'll be this weekend. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It might be Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But as long as I get down there and back. I just want to stop in and say hi to everybody in Glasgow and surrounding cities. This is Uncle Floyd, and I'll be back Are we going to do a drawing today?
Yes, we're going to do a
drawing.
We're
going to do it now?
Yes, might as well. I've got those last pair of Chris Stapleton tickets.
I'm getting into this drawing stuff.
You're going to have to help me out all the time.
Okay.
You're a great assistant. Let's see.
Let's see who we have here.
Who do we have, Uncle Floyd?
Looks like David Slayton.
Oh, where's David from?
He's from Edmonton County.
Edmonton?
Edmonton.
That's a town.
That's right. This is Uncle Floyd. You know, Gracie, some people have asked me and my wife what the secret of a long-lasting marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it a point to go out to a restaurant 2 times a week. And we spend those nights eating well, drinking, dancing. She goes on Tuesday, and I go on Friday.
Real country, Willie.